RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Well, the fairy tale ended last night, I suppose, Darren Frehill, for Emma Raducanu, but she'll be back to Wimbledon, I'm very sure.
No, absolutely. What a story this was, Mary, at the tennis last night. It was a match that went late into the night. The men's match before her just went on and on. I think it was over 4 hours. But when she eventually got on court, there was so much spotlight, especially in Britain, on this 18-year-old. She was forced to withdraw from her last 16 match at Wimbledon. She has been the story of the tournament so far. The world number 338. She seemed to struggle with her breathing and a real concern. I let Tomljanovic, the Australian, go through to the quarterfinals, but she says that it was a bittersweet moment.
Yeah, I'm actually really kind of shocked, and it's obviously so bittersweet because Emma must be really, really hurt if, you know, she came to the decision to retire. I mean, to play as a Brit at home, it's unbelievable. So I'm really sorry for her because, you know, I wish we could have finished it. But, you know, it's sport, it happens, so I'm really wishing her all the best.
Yeah, Aya Tomljanovic there going through, but this lady's going to be back, Emma Raducanu. In terms of other news at Wimbledon there, Roger Federer into his 18th quarterfinal, and one other win of note as well, 20-year-old Felix Auger-Aliassime qualified for the last eight. He beat the fourth seed Alexander Zverev. Big one tonight, the first of the Euro semi-finals. It's Italy against Spain going head-to-head for a place in the final. That game takes place at Wembley tonight. It's underway at 8 o'clock. It's live on RTE2. Italy, maybe the team of the tournament so far. The Italians unbeaten, would you believe, in almost 3 years. Their last defeat, September 2018. That was against Portugal. What a run that is. 32 games unbeaten. We'll preview it in the next hour. Irish defender Claire Walsh has signed for reigning Scottish champions Glasgow City from Piemont. And Caoimhe Keenan is moving from Scotland, leaving Celtic to rejoin Shelburne. Now, a very big week ahead for the Irish clubs in Europe. On Thursday, Shamrock Rovers are away to Slovan Bratislava. This is the first qualifying round of the Champions League. And it's as tough a draw as Rovers could have possibly got. They're away in Slovakia in the first leg. Manager Stephen Bradley admits it will be a test, but he said his team will not fear the opposition.
No, this team has played a lot of big clubs in Europe the last few years. Milan last year, Limassol the year before. So there'll be no fear. We respect them. They're a very good team. But we go there with a game plan and we look forward to it.
What did you learn about Slovan Bratislava when you looked at some of their recent form or some of their players?
We learned what we felt before we'd even watched them, that they're a very, very good team. They've dominated Slovakian football for quite a number of years. They have internationals all around the squad. And they're a good side. But like I said, at this level, that's what you expect to face. Top teams, and these are a top team.
Stephen Bradley with Tony O'Donoghue there. More COVID concerns from the South African squad ahead of the Lions tests. The Springboks back in isolation because of a COVID outbreak. Business as usual for the Lions. They play Sharks tomorrow. And Warren Gatland has been speaking ahead of that game. And he's been warning the media not to read too much into his team selections for each game. He has no plans and showing his full hand until the first test.
I want this group of men to feel that everyone has an opportunity, particularly right up until the test matches, and we won't show in our hand in terms of what we think a test side will be. And the message 4 years ago was to the players who played on the Tuesday night before the first test that we hadn't selected the first test team and there were still positions and spots up for grabs. And I think a couple of players played well that night and were selected in the first test team. As players, they want to hear that message. They want to hear that we haven't made up our mind and everyone still has an opportunity. And I think that's really important for the whole squad.
Finally, the Australian Grand Prix has been called off for the second year in a row because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's your sport for now.